Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
One day only, Thanksgiving Day deals are coming to Lowe's.com. Plus, members get early access to online Black Friday doorbuster deals on gifting favorites, like the still-trending Cobalt Mini Toolbox for just $14.98. Don't miss up to 50% off for one day only at Lowe's.com. We help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change while supplies last.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
This is the old Goof Off Week holiday on 98.9 The Buzz. Spaziano and Sandy. Good morning. I'm Scott Spaziano. There's Sandy Waters. Hi. Happy Monday.
Hello.
Here we are. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and then Turkey Day.
There's no way you're focusing 100% on work. There's absolutely no way.
Yeah. Goof Off
Especially
Week.
If you have to host.
Yeah, man.
This is stressful. Work is getting in your way.
Thought I'd try something new this morning. Just note to self, if you like your morning coffee and you do it in a travel mug or whatever, for some reason, so I always set the travel mug with a couple of ice cubes and a little splash of creamer in, ready to go, so I don't have to fumble around with it in the morning.
So iced coffee is the way you like it?
No, it just, because this is so efficient, it stays scalding hot unless I put a couple ice cubes in it. So it just warms, it just makes it warm. So I decided, because standing next to this was a squeezy thing of Hershey's syrup. So I thought, maybe I'll make a little mocha coffee this morning.
Oh my God, that's so funny.
So I'm like that, and I'm swishing around, and I don't even pass. It's not right.
No, it doesn't work.
It doesn't work. It sounds like a good idea.
Here's an idea that's not a good idea, okay? Mm-hmm. Here's what I did that you should not do, is what you're telling us?
Yeah, so the note to self thing. You may be tempted to maybe festive up a little bit, but don't try. Doesn't taste right.
How does that festive up a little bit?
I don't know.
Hershey's chocolate.
Put a little chocolate in it for the holiday. I don't know. Just felt like,
try really hard.
Give it a try and see what happens, and that didn't work. So I'm going to have to work with that.
Okay.
Yeah. So,
Hey, is it? Okay, so I saw this rant on Facebook, and I'm like, oh boy, there's probably so many people who do this, but this one person is not amused. All caps.
What?
They wrote, Flynn Road, .. Please leave the deer alone, .. They will find their own food, .. Stop feeding them, angry emoji. That's why they're in the wild, .. Rant. Like, oh my God, somebody's very passionate. You probably have a neighbor who's feeding the deer.
Yeah. And then they eat everything else in sight, too, And then they leave little Cocoa Puffs for all the dogs to eat. That's the only reason I hate my deer. My dog's like, food!
I laughed at that rant because, first, how it's written, it was kind of funny.
Yeah.
Also, because I wonder if this was your neighbor. Do you still have that 3D printed deer feeding contraption on your tree that you said you had at one point?
I never had a deer feeder.
Yes, you did. Somebody remind him of what he had.
I never have.
Ellie, it was one of your first 3D prints.
A and bird feeder.
Like, yeah, but you said the deer are
Well, the deer got out. I tried to move it. But yeah, it wasn't
Oh, you said you were going to make it a deer thing.
Oh, feed that was
the deer.
No, no, I would never feed the deer. I don't want any more deer near me. Even though I got so many. No. They ruined my plants. They eat all my hostas, and then they got at the bird seed that one time, and I had to hang it higher.
Oh, I thought you were going to make it a deer feeding thing.
No
deer
way.
Feeder.
I am against feeding wild animals.
But deer are such beautiful animals.
Yeah, until they...
What?
They destroy my property more, and it grosses me out because they leave like little deer pellet poops, and my dog's like, yummy, and I eat. I'm like, stop!
Okay, you don't have to talk about that
early
in the
morning. Everybody knows this.
Yeah, okay, we all know it. You don't have to say it.
Well, I don't want that.
Don't ruin the morning.
Stop feeding the deer, people.
Yeah, they get so angry, though. I mean, this is like their breaking point. Let's go to Facebook. Or Nextdoor, wherever I saw it. I don't even know.
That'll tell them.
Yeah, just go over to your neighbor and I don't know. I just, I guess I haven't really been bothered by the deer.
Do you have many in your area? Where you are?
I don't have a wooded area behind my house, but there are deer. I mean, I see deer footprints on my front porch when it's snow, like, you know, in the snow.
Really?
I'm like, man, these deer are getting a little comfortable here.
Knocking, looking in the windows to see if
I'm fine. Even if my plants were to get ruined, I'm fine. Oh, I love it.
Great. Well,
come to me, little deer. I don't even feed my own family, so I'm not feeding you. So there's never anything in the house, and I don't know how to cook. I don't even know what to feed you. So
I bet you they'd love any leftover lasagna, your Thanksgiving lasagna.
Okay,
sure,
now
they love that. Yeah,
there's probably going to be no leftover. And by the way, just a note, because we talked about it last week at this time, how much you spent on your Thanksgiving dinner. $70. Did I remember that?
Yeah, it was
correctly?
Around 70 for everything. Yeah.
My husband got home with the haul, the Thanksgiving haul.
Oh, they're ready to make it all this week. I'm sure he started already.
Guess how much our receipt was for.
Four?
And we went... Guess how much it was for? Uh-huh. We went to the most expensive grocery store in Rochester. We did not price check or grocery store hop.
400.
Like some people do. More.
No! How much?
$4.94.
Damn, Skip.
But I think there might have been some normal everyday things in there, so let's round it down to 400. Yeah, that's effing insane. I'm not going to say anything.
And it's gone in 15 minutes.
I'm not going to say anything. Two big smile on his face, two fresh turkeys, one under each arm. I didn't even look to see if they're organic or not. I'm like,
if they're fresh, they're double, and if they're organic, they're triple.
I can't even, like, how do you get to 70 when I am at 400?
Huh?
What the hell does he buy?
Dude, I don't know. I mean.
Is this lasagna have, like, real gold in it? Like, what the hell? But I didn't want to start a fight, so I just said, that's fine. Yeah, I'm not going to even look.
Yeah. Just think of it. You could have used that for Christmas.
Yes, I could have used it for a lot of things. I don't even know if my family deserves it.
Well,
then the whole time they were eating, they're like, "Oh, you make too much. You make too much. I can't eat anything." Then they leave stuff on their plate, and I'm like, "I'm gonna."
That's
as
money.
as I'm cleaning the plates, I'm like gonna explode.
Spisano and Sandy waking you up.
Well, I had a $600 mistake weekend this weekend. On 99 to Buzz, Spisano and Sandy, Scott Spisano, Sandy Waters. Yeah, that's about it. $600 mistake. Whose idea was that?
Oh, here we go. It's not you ever. You don't make mistakes.
It wasn't my idea. So everybody likes to get, if they're hosting for Thanksgiving, they'll, you know, clean extra, you know, or move furniture or whatever, bring the card table up. My wife, or maybe yours or your household, likes to buy a new rug or a new table or a new lamp. Or build a bathroom. Or buy a couch. So my wife's idea was...
Wait a minute. Does your wife, when she does this, because this is the... Like, we look forward to these stories every year because this is what happens in your house. Does she take everybody on a tour of all the new things?
Nope.
In the house?
No. Nope.
Or does she just hope somebody notices? Oh, okay.
No. Not even nope. She hopes. I think it's just her excuse to get something new for the house.
Okay.
My mother-in-law is like this too. Under her parents, they don't believe in like keeping things for a long time. Like they'll cycle out a carpet after 5 years. And like, really? Come on. Anyway, so the story goes the couch in the basement is not comfortable enough for her. I'm like, okay. She's like,
how many times does she sit on that couch in the basement?
Never.
Okay.
But, you know, after the bathroom was done, we're going to repaint all the walls in the basement and freshen everything up and do the what do you call those? Kick plates, whatever those are called, molding. I'm like, okay. She's like, I don't want your help. I want to do it all myself. It's my therapy. I'm like, fine. But we're going to get rid of that couch and we're going to bring the one from the front room, the white couch, which you remember the white sectional. White sectional, right?
That was one of the other Thanksgivings.
Yes.
Yeah.
And we're going to put that in the basement. Then I would love. It's so comfortable. We're going to sit down there all winter and we're going to find the fireplace out and watch TV. I'm like, okay. So you do remember that the couch that's down there was not originally the couch it's supposed to be because you bought a couch. It wouldn't fit down the stairs. So you gave it to my son and we took the secondhand couch and moved it downstairs. Well, yeah, because you didn't measure. Okay. So now you want me to bring this giant sectional. You think it's going to fit downstairs? Yes. So we get to the point where hopefully she forgets about it. Then I'm like, okay, listen, if you want to bring this couch downstairs, before you paint the walls, going up the stairs of the basement.
Oh, right.
Try to fit it down there in case you get any nicks in the wall or anything.
Okay.
Fine. Let's do it. It's like 4 in the afternoon on Saturday, right when you want to just kind of like start chilling out.
Yeah.
So you bring down the small L shape that fits, then the big one, the big section of this couch. Uh-huh. It gets all the way down to the bottom, and then you know how you kind of like stand it up and spin it and then slide it, right? No. I'm below. She's above. It is stuck. I am stranded in the basement. It is marking up the wall. I can't get out. I'm like, Paul. She's like, I can't. I'm not strong enough. I'm like, dude. I am stuck in this basement. There is no egress to this basement except these stairs. So I literally had to, like, a linebacker shoulder bash it for a while before I could get underneath, climb up through it, and out the side of the, and got, okay. I call my son, who's used to moving things. I'm like, Anthony.
Uh-huh.
He goes, I'll be right over, Dad.
Yeah, so wait, it's just sitting there on the stairs, the bottom, like you were at the finish line.
Yeah. We couldn't get it around the corner
of
the basement.
So close yet so far away.
Yeah,
okay.
Right.
Okay.
And now there are marks in the wall. There's holes about the size of like a loaf of bread.
Oh my God.
Dude, I'm like, well, I'm glad we're going to get this thing around. So Anthony comes, he goes, and we pull it out, we spin it around, we jam it down in there again. We spin it another quarter turn and jam it down in there again. It is ruining the walls. He goes, Dad, it's just the shoulder on either side of the couch where the shoulder is, it bows out a little bit, and that we're like 4 inches.
Just that little
bit.
Can you saw off the shoulder of the couch?
Well, we certainly sawed off the drywall going around that corner. I showed you pictures of this morning.
It's bad.
Yep.
It's bad.
And it's back up
right into the drywall and repatch.
Yeah, I had to take like giant rectangles out and put, and that's a different story. But come to find out, while Anthony and I are doing this, okay, here I'm going to wrap this up now. She's like, oh, look, and I found an apartment size sectional that will fit down there for like $600. Okay, I just bought it. I'm like, I have a couch in my arms. I'm trying to get back upstairs. What are you doing? Well, we'll bring the one downstairs up and we'll sell that and we'll put that one downstairs. I'm like, well, then what? Who? Okay, so.
So is this one going back in the front room?
No, it's going back in the front room.
It's going back upstairs.
Yeah, and then the one in the basement is going to go on Facebook Marketplace, and then the new one is going to go downstairs.
Because it's only $600. I'm not paying for this. I'm not splitting this with you.
She's like, don't worry. I have the savings. I'm like, okay. So here's the story. After this, Anthony's like, Dad, let's try this one more time. Are you ready?
Okay, yeah.
He's like, I got to go. He goes, I'm going to push it. It's got to come your way a little bit. I'm like, fine. He shoulder checks it from the bottom of the stairs on this giant couch. It slips out of my hand and lands squarely on all 10 toes. I have giant bruise on both of my big toes right now. And every time I walk, I feel like I'm on fire.
Oh, my God. What were you wearing? Tell me you were wearing hard-toed shoes.
Yeah, I don't have steel-toed shoes. No, I do not have steel-toed shoes, no.
Were you wearing your slippers? Crocs?
Yeah, I was probably wearing my Crocs.
Oh, my God.
And now that's the rest of the story.
Now,
happy Thanksgiving, everybody. I hope you get a new rug.
I will say just one little detail of this. You know how you're all about measuring before moving?
Yep.
You right there, my friend, did not measure that couch before moving it. You're an accomplice to that.
I knew it wouldn't fit, really. Actually, I figured if the first part fit, but the second part was just too long. And it just almost cleared, but not without destroying everything.
Anyone else have a fantastic story like that? Because you are right in saying that so many people change up their homes just for one freaking Thanksgiving dinner.
What are you guys doing?
I used to do that. I don't do that anymore.
You're done?
Yeah, I don't. I don't even care. I don't care. My family will judge no matter what. I live in a very judgy family, so
okay.
There's no making them happy.
Oh right, yes, exactly.
They don't even realize they're judging. So whatever.
And the thing is, there's less people coming over this year. It's just like. All right, it's quarter after six on 98.9 A Buzz, Pisano, Orm, and Sandy.
Oh, God, that was such a good story to start our morning. Thank you for that.
The Buzz.
Hello, Monday. What's going on? It's Pisano and Sandy right here, and 'tis the season to buy gifts.
Okay. Yes, so teachers, if you call in and tell us this truly is the best gift ever that you could receive, that would be so many parents would breathe a sigh of relief. Please tell us. This is the gift that you really, really want, and it'll release so much pressure on all of us. Before we get to the gift idea,
yes,
they're saying that Eastview Mall specifically, just Eastview Mall, is saying more than 2 million people are expected to visit Eastview Mall between Black Friday and New Year's Day. 2 million!
2 million visits?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
That's awesome.
Oh, wow. I see dollar signs for somebody.
Well, you know, you got to go shop it. I love that. I'm so excited. I'll be one of those 2 million Black Friday.
Damn.
Just to, not even to shop, just to be there. I love it.
You're nuts.
I don't even plan on shopping because I don't want to wait in line, but I do love just the vibe. But anyhow, they do say they're giving everyone a heads up. Tuck valuables out of sight when they arrive to the mall, because with the 2 million people and a lot of people shopping, you're going to have a lot of bad people hanging out looking
for things for free.
Okay. So I saw this. Now, please, teachers, tell me that this is exactly what you want.
What?
A handwritten note saying thank you over any gift you'll receive.
Oh.
That's it. Just a beautiful handwritten thank you is way better than the coffee mug stuffed with a candy and a gift card.
Uh-huh. I would imagine it's nice to get something from your students, but it's probably like, oh, I'm going to do this, right? I'll be honest. I don't think we've ever given any teacher a gift.
You lie. You can't. There's no way.
I don't remember unless my wife did without telling me.
Of course she did. Yeah. Every husband is probably saying that. No, yes, of course. There's no way your wife is sending Ellie to school without any gift. Empty-handed. Every kid brings a gift in for the teachers, especially definitely in elementary school. That stops in middle school.
So a little cute little handwritten, you know, piece of paper with a crayon on it and a little stick figure. Love you. Thank you. Kind of thing.
But it has to be more than just that. Like the kid will write something nice, and then the parent writes like a really heartfelt something more than just thank you for everything you do, not a generic.
Yeah, right.
I mean, you can ask ChatGPT to help you a little bit.
In Shakespearean prose, please write a thank you note to my first grade teacher.
Is there a teacher who sets limits? Please, if you're going to give me a gift, don't give me a coffee mug.
Oh, please, no, you can't. That's too precocious. Or what's the word for it? Pretentious. That's like, hey.
It makes sense, though. How many coffee mugs can you freaking get?
I know. There's not going to be. No.
You'd be offended if a teacher said that?
Yeah, I'd be offended like, oh, so now I got to get her a gift or him a gift? Jeez.
What if it's just like a, please, I know the holidays are great. You're already stressed. Don't give me a gift, especially don't get me a coffee mug.
No, it's
written like that.
No, that's too weird.
Really?
Weird. Yeah. Yeah. You can't even say that to a family member. Don't buy me socks, please. I don't have, I got enough socks.
Oh, I do tell family members. Are you kidding
really?
Me?
Really?
Yeah. Don't give me, because I don't know what to do with it. I don't know where to put it. And then I feel obligated to set it out when you, we have to talk about that later, when you come over.
Well.
Ask your friend Patty Jackson. Is she up?
I know. Yeah,
she's a teacher.
Patty, do you get gifts? Do you say no coffee mugs? Would you much rather have a handwritten note or not? I was thinking of her this morning. I'm like, girls got half days today, tomorrow, Wednesday, probably.
Oh, really?
Yeah, everybody's, you got, I don't know, you girls got half day today?
Well, Lexi goes to a private school, yes, so she doesn't
different.
Have school.
Oh, nice.
I know.
Is she off
I know.
All week?
Show off, yeah.
Damn, Skip.
I know. Don't worry. I'll put her to work. But I'm trying to think, if I was a teacher, now put yourself in the teacher's shoes. Would you rather have a handwritten thoughtful
yeah,
note
I'd
or
much
would you
sure
rather
they,
have
yeah,
a gift card?
I'd much rather have a handwritten note.
Yeah, you know what? As a parent, I want you to say handwritten note.
Yeah.
As the teacher, no. I need gift cards. I would want a gift card.
Nah, it's just like, and I think the parents would like you better if you're like, no gifts, please. Pay it forward to somebody else. We love you.
Yeah, but I hate when people do that because they really want a gift. I mean, I am that person. I'll say it, but I mean it. There are people who in our lives who say, don't give me anything. And then if you follow through with that,
like your husband,
like, right? Yes. They'll never let you forget.
And like my wife on her anniversary, I give her a card. She's like, oh, I didn't get you a card. I'm like, oh, okay. I love you. Okay.
I want to be a teacher so bad this time of year, because you probably get, how many gift cards do you think? I mean, if there's 26 kids in a classroom, 26 gift cards?
Maybe.
Hello?
Maybe.
I would be re-gifting that and checking people off my list left and right.
Yay, you cheapo.
Abso-freaking-lutely.
All right, it's coming up on 631 on 98.9 The Buzz. Pisano and Sandy back into tunes in about 10.
Yeah, so James Whitaker from the Win the Day podcast, he's the absolute best. What is the one mindset habit most people neglect? Mm. And what is one thing, one habit you can start today and we'll see immediate results?
Yes, that'll change your life. He's coming up next on The Buzz.
Rochester's longest running morning show, Spezzano and Sandy. Weekday morning starting at 6. Only on 98.9 The Buzz.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Black Friday? More like Black Fry Yay. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW. Let us surprise you.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top-load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
It's 98.9 The Buzz. It's James Whittaker time. It is time to win the day. Hi, friend. How you doing?
Good morning. Ready to win.
Yeah, man.
You know, and I got to say thank you on behalf of all our listeners, because the listeners that have come on the air with us and asked you questions, they keep reaching back out to me like, oh, my God, did you hear James's episode?
Yeah, right.
Like, they almost started their own Rochester fan club for James Whittaker.
Yeah, fans
for life.
Just
so you know.
I'm so happy you said fan club. There are other words like cult or something else I thought you were going to come out with. So fan club is amazing.
It could turn into that. You never know. Yeah.
So we appreciate you. And if anybody does want to come on the air when James is on, just reach out to us directly, sandy@rochesterbuzz.com.
All right.
So now we know you've been on the air for years on Spisano and Sandy. We know that you've developed, like, frameworks around clarity and resilience and impact. If you had to pick one mindset habit that most people, most of us neglect, one thing that our listeners could start today and see measurable change within a week, what would you say that would be?
Good one.
Wow, this is such a powerful question. As simple as it is to say, it's very, very hard, or can be very, very hard to do, but it's to expect that things are working in your benefit. Always expect that things are working in your benefit. When you wake up in the morning, expect that today is going to be a great day and that everything that happens to you is for a good reason. Anytime you're in a relationship, if it breaks down or there's an argument, expect that that is supposed to be something good that is teaching you about something or making you stronger in a specific way for a larger outcome in the future. I mean, especially for young people, I think one of the biggest challenges for them is when they are in a relationship that breaks down and you're 18 years old or you're 22 years old and you've got such little context on how big the world is and the absolute span of life that it's such a big moment in your life when you do have that first major breakup. And it's just, if people knew that everything is actually working in your favor and there are some incredible things waiting for you in the future, you just need to show up every single day with a smile, then things are going to work out for you.
I wonder who came up with the phrase. Good. I wonder who came up with the phrase, the grass is always greener on the other side. I wonder where that originated from, because it is kind of true. When something's not working out, you know?
Yeah, it is true. I think that's one of the greatest human laws as well. So the grass is always greener. It's just, it's human nature for us to be like, oh, I want that. But there's also, the grass is greener where you water it. I think there's a great Abraham Lincoln quote that sums up everything I said in a much more concise way, when he said that people are about as happy as they make up their minds to be. I mean, there's always something to complain about, right? But if you expect that today is going to be a good day, then you're likely to have more positive things happen to you. And life is a marathon, not a sprint. We're here for the long game, so we've got to make sure that we can play it well.
Why does it feel good when we complain? I mean, when you say something that's not complaining, like you're praising something,
well,
it's
venting.
One thing.
It feels good to vent sometimes.
Yeah.
But to listen to people vent, it's exhausting. Right? But you're right. There is something to the vent.
Yeah.
But you say, sometimes I think I remember you saying, just have your moment and have it, make it just be a moment and don't dwell on it. Right.
Right.
That's right. Yeah, it needs to be a short-term thing. You don't want someone to vent and go on for weeks and weeks and months. We all have those people in our life that we know whenever you catch up with them, and all they do is complain.
Yeah. Perma-grump.
You're like, check, please, as soon as you
right.
can, because you want to get out of it.
Yes, exactly.
Oh, I love this so much. Okay, if you ever want to come on the air with James, just let us know. Sandy@rochesterbuzz.com. If you want to reach out to James, I mean, he is so wonderful. He'll reach out to you. He'll respond back to you. I mean, and you have that Facebook group still, right? We can still join in on that.
Yeah, there's a Win the Day Facebook group. You can hit me up on Instagram or whatever you want to do. If you've got a problem, come on the air or come find me and we'll get you sorted.
Come find me.
Don't.
I think he just invited
the fan club from Rochester. Yeah. Let me tell you, next thing you know, your wife's going to be, why is that double-decker bus parked out front of our house?
Pay no attention.
The fan club is coming to L.A.
Thanks, James. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, team.
Pisano and Sandy. Waking you up.
Hey, hi. 98.9 The Buzz. Good morning. How you doing? Happy Monday. This is Goof Off Week, officially Thanksgiving on Thursday, and it is our Monday, the 24th of November. I'm Scott Pisano. There's Sandy Waters. Ridiculousness on the roads. Yeah. It's getting worse and worse, dude.
Most ridiculous thing you saw someone try to get away with on the road. Think of something, and we're going to play the bingo game. Travel bingo.
Okay, awesome.
No, I don't know. But anyhow, this was the craziest story. So police pulled over a vehicle in Lafayette, Onondaga County.
Okay.
Because the license plates were switched, which means that the plates on the car did not belong to that vehicle. Okay, oh, so wow. The officer's like, well, let me pull this over. This is obviously a stolen vehicle or something's up here.
Hmm.
After stopping the car for the mismatched plates, troopers then noticed a hand-drawn registration and hand-drawn inspection sticker.
In purple crayon.
Kid, you freaking not.
That's
it was
amazing.
Hand-drawn out.
That's
like
amazing. Did they use a ruler to make straight lines or what?
It was pretty good. It was nice handwriting. Nice penmanship. That's pretty bold.
I mean, obviously, they're thinking, wow, we'll never get pulled over, you know?
Yeah, but how do you think you're going to get away with that?
Well, I don't know. How do you pull over a car where the plates don't match the car? They'd have to have,
I don't know. Are the officers, like, flagging everybody who drives by with those police cameras? I don't know.
Yeah.
I really don't know that either. Like, when they're sitting there, like, it's not just a speed trap, it's also checking license plates? I don't know. I'm not positive on that.
Yeah,
if anybody's a police officer.
Yeah, I don't know how that works.
Can give us a better explanation,
what
but
technology
anyhow.
Technology is there that they can tell it's not your license plate.
It is. Yeah. That was the funniest thing. Like to see this person. I mean, they went out to the store and they bought markers. You know what I mean? To write.
Fine tip Sharpies, of course.
It's like awesome.
That's the most ridiculous
thing you saw someone trying to get away with. If you're an officer, most ridiculous traffic stop you had to make.
Oh, can you imagine the stuff you see out there? You know, I remember seeing someone getting pulled, and we don't have it around here, but they have like a commuter lane in some cities, like in L.A.
Oh,
someone
yes.
put like a blow-up doll in the driver in the passenger seat, so because you can't just be in the commuter lane with just one person in the car, you have to have a carpool.
Well, wait
it's like
a minute,
the carpool
now, hold on.
Lane. Yeah.
Do you get? I mean, driving by fast. Did it work?
Nope.
It probably looks like a person. No?
No. I think it was a convertible, which is even more ridiculous.
Okay. Now, that is funny. That is funny. How about the Christmas tree? I could only imagine the Christmas tree. You know, we all have seen somebody put the Christmas tree on the roof of their car the wrong way.
Yeah,
can
right.
Can you get pulled over for that?
I don't know. This morning, I saw... So I'm at Ridgeway and Lake Avenue, all right? I'm coming toward the city. Is that Y there? You know where the giant Forfiner of Rochester, that statue?
Yeah.
Okay.
You can't unsee it now that you said it.
Yeah, the red thing. And I'm sitting there turning left, and there I see this white beat-up van coming barreling towards me. It must have had seven ladders on top. Like, it was as tall as the van it was itself. I'm like, oh, my God, this thing's coming right at me. Would these ladders fall off on top of
yeah,
me?
Yeah, but was it a work van?
It was a work van, but it was, like, you know, 4 a.m. I don't know what was going on, but it was didn't look safe.
Oh,
like,
you
I
think
thought
it was not really a work van. Work van, you think it was somebody who's trying to do a side gig and just threw up some ladders
on
there?
I don't know, man. It looked rickety to me, and I was like, geez. If I was a cop, I probably would pull them over and be like, hey, you it was secure enough on top there?
Can you pull somebody over for something stupid that they're doing, like, as far as, like, you know, the Christmas tree the wrong way or the ladders on the car the wrong way?
Well, if it's unsafe, yeah. If the police officer would deem it unsafe, you know.
Okay, there, how many... I think we're all guilty of it. You go to Lowe's or Home Depot and you think your car is big enough to fit whatever you just bought.
Exactly.
And then all of a sudden you're trying to, in the parking lot with barely any ways to strap this in, trying to strap it in.
Yeah. I always thought that when I came back with those 8-foot insulation board, I'm like, I had the hatch up, I had my car was going ding, ding, ding. Thought I was going to get pulled over. Hi, the boss. Morning.
Morning. It's Chris.
Chris Tiffany in the house. Yes. Happy holiday, man.
Also to you guys. Of course, I know the answer to what you asked earlier.
Oh, what?
About reading the plate.
Yeah.
So, first off, that guy was probably doing something stupid to begin with to get, you know, attention.
Uh-huh.
But the plate reader, he probably looked at the plate, you know, the plate reader read the plate, got the registration back, and it's like, wait a minute, this is supposed to be on a white Altima, and it's on a black Kia.
Oh, so like, okay,
this
see.
This is interesting.
I see. So they take
Yeah, but in the moment, do they, like, I don't understand it. In the moment, they can scan that and then see that?
Yeah, they just run the plate. You know, it's like KLX 123, and then they get...
Well, they run in everyone's plates? So, like, instead of a speed trap, they're just running plates?
Well, it could be, but, I mean, the guy was probably doing something goofy.
Okay.
Got the trooper's attention.
Got their attention, yeah.
Okay, here, play this quick game with us. We're going to play bingo, dumb bingo, or I don't know. What are we calling it? I don't know.
Ridiculous vehicle bingo.
There we go. Yeah. Tell me when you have four in a row. Ready?
Okay, right.
Mattress tied with one string to the hood of a car or roof of a car.
Oh, yeah, I've been there. Yep, got one of those. That's one.
Guilty.
Ah, you.
You yourself?
Yeah.
Okay.
Ratchet strap.
Tree tied to the roof facing the wrong direction.
Well, what's the right direction?
Well, isn't the trunk supposed to be?
Well, I've seen that, too. I've seen a lot of those. So, yes, I'll say that. I've seen that.
Someone eating super spaghetti while driving?
No, can't say I've seen that one.
No,
I'm guilty
that
of that.
What?
You know, when I was a teenager going to work at Wegmans, I was always late, and I was only able to cook spaghetti, so I didn't know how to cook anything else. So, yeah, okay. Someone watching a show on their phone while driving?
Yep.
Yeah, probably seen that. Yeah.
Someone getting a little frisky while driving?
Yep, seen that too.
Wow, awesome.
Seen it or done it?
I'm not committing to nothing.
He's going to give us the. Yeah,
I've,
no.
I've done it. I've been there.
Come on.
I have. Okay.
You?
Not with danger, though, so don't tell him.
Oh,
because,
my God.
Because, you know, I would never do that now. I'm older.
Oh, my God, dude.
Okay, shh. Person driving with a dog on their lap, you get a free square if it was a big dog.
I've seen
it. Get a free
it.
Point or whatever.
Not a big dog, though.
Not a big... no, it wasn't a big dog, but I've seen dogs on lap. You know, the guy's got the window open and...
That's not safe, right? That's not safe.
Can you get
pulled over for that?
Can you?
It's no different than a distraction of a cell phone or something like that. That dog moves one way. Which way are you going to go? And it might crank the wheel around.
Yeah, it might put its foot up on the wheel or something and then crank it. Yeah, right.
There you go.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. There
exactly.
you go. I think we all won the ridiculous vehicle bingo.
There you go. Ding, ding.
Ding, 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 ding. Okay. Chris, have a good one, man. Happy Thanksgiving.
Hey, you guys too. Thanks.
Okay, bye, buddy.
The Court of Public Opinion is now in session. It's Pisano and Sandy's Jerk or Justified.
Really, Sandy? If you were a teacher and a student gave you a bunch of gift cards, you would really... We gift them. You need to be a jerk or justified now for that. I'm sorry, but if a student gives you a gift card, to me giving it to somebody else is disrespectful. That's
right.
What my opinion
that
is.
You tell her, Jamie. You tell her.
Jamie!
From Canandaigua. Call us up if you're still listening.
I did say that.
You did say that.
I did do that.
So Sandy's like, you know, like either a handwritten note or a gift to the teacher. What's best? A handwritten note. But if I was a teacher and I got gift cards, I'd be re-gifting those left and right.
I do. I re-gift gift cards all the time. I just did a charity event. First of all, when we host charity events, it feels weird to charge. I don't charge. We don't charge.
No.
Because that defeats the purpose of the charity event is to raise money, not spend their money.
Yeah,
so,
but yeah.
But there are some charities who will, I mean, like, I don't know why, but they give us sometimes gift cards. And
well, I'll take it. Hand it to me that night.
I so appreciate it. But I appreciate it in that now it saves me the effort and money of another gift that I have to give. So I will re-gift it.
It's a jerk move. It's a jerk move.
Yeah, but why, though?
818-2899.
Is it really that
whether
bad?
It's whether you're a teacher and it's from your students, or if you're just like Sandy, you're cheap. You know,
but I don't think it's cheap. Like, I'm going to spend the money on the gift card anyhow. What if I were to go get them a gift card? It's like kind of all the same, isn't it?
Wait, if you get a gift card, doesn't matter who it's from, and you're going to re-gift it to somebody else, that means you didn't pay for it.
But I did. Okay. If I'm going to give you a, let's say, a Visa gift card.
Right.
Okay?
Yeah.
And I get a Visa gift card. Well, instead of me going to the store buying a Visa gift card, I have one. It's the same money. It's like all the same. It goes in the same pot. And it's, I see it as thank you so much for this gift card because I will pay it forward. And now it saves me from going to the store and buying one for Scott. And probably, chances are, I will give you more money because that person is probably giving me a bigger gift card than I was planning on getting you. So let's be honest, you win in the end.
I don't really, it doesn't make a lot of sense, but it does it to you. 818-2899, call us up to re-gift a gift card when it comes from someone who really appreciates you.
Jamie actually just messaged and she goes, I would call if I wasn't working. I'm like, Jamie, the sound, the tone in your voice was just...
The disappointment was unbelievable.
If I was the parent who brought a gift card for the teacher and found out the teacher gave it to someone else, I would be upset.
Yeah.
I want to tell the teacher how appreciated they are.
Mm-hmm.
I would never re-gift. Look at you. She just keeps going on and on. Okay, I get it. Listen, I really, truly, though... I don't know what it is. Whenever I get a gift card, my first reaction is, first, thank you. Obviously, I appreciate any gift that anyone ever gives me because I'm a bad gift giver, so I really appreciate gifts. But then I think, who can I give this to? Who in my life needs this more than I do? I do that all the time.
Stop being a martyr and stop being so cheap.
Yeah, I think it's a little bit of both.
818-2899. Go ahead. Vote jerk or justified. Good morning. The buzz, is it jerk? Is it justified? What do you think?
Well, I think it's justified for a gift card, but I would like to share a quick re-gifting story if I could.
Yeah, what?
So my mother-in-law's husband, who is known as kind of grandpa, he gave an iPad to one of my kids for Christmas.
Nice.
Which is really nice,
yeah.
Except when she went to open it up, it said, welcome so-and-so, which was grandpa's name. So
it was his.
We knew it was a definite re-gift.
That's ridiculous.
Completely okay. Okay for a gift card.
He didn't think of, like, wiping it first?
Well...
Not the sharpest tool in the shed.
Okay, yeah, but really, I mean, it's an iPad at the end of the day. Does it matter how much money... What is the meaningful part of a gift? Is it the gift itself or how much you dished out for the gift?
He didn't want it. It wasn't like he had to go out and buy it.
Yeah,
he didn't want it.
Yeah.
And that was his way of getting a gift without...
That was stupid.
Yeah, right.
No,
you would have been out of pocket.
That's so funny.
Okay, so gift cards okay, actual gifts not okay in your eyes.
Certain gifts not okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
For instance,
I appreciate the justified and the tally has been registered.
Okay, thanks, man.
Sounds good.
Yeah, bye. Going, guys. Bye. You too. Bye.
Bye.
Okay. Good morning, the buzz.
Good morning, Scott and Sandy. Joanne from Gates.
Oh, Joanne from Gates. Hello. Hello. Now, we thanked you on the air the other day.
And we did. We did say that sometimes you call in with a stern voice like you're about to yell at us. And I kind of heard that stern voice when you just said, hello, this is Joanne.
Yeah, Joanne is a jerk or
you're
justified.
You're about to get in trouble.
Go ahead.
Stern voice that I have?
No, not at all. What'd you call it?
Okay. Sandy, I'm sorry. I love you. But
that's all you need to say.
See, that stern voice.
I can tell, yeah.
The judgment in her voice.
I know.
The judgment in my voice.
I don't get it, though. Why? I really, honestly, God, I hope the person giving me that gift card is not listening right now, yeah. Now that we're bringing this up. But if I'm going to spend, let's say, $50, if I get the gift card for $50 and I got to go to the store and buy a $50 gift card. It's all the same.
But you must spend 50 to give 50.
That's right. I agree with Scott.
I am spending the 50. The 50 that I can't spend now on myself because I'm spending it on you.
No.
This gift card.
That was a gift.
Yeah.
That was a gift.
Yeah. And it was to you. It wasn't to somebody else.
So you get to dictate how people use your gifts when you give them?
I'm hoping they're spending it on themselves.
Yeah, exactly. I'm thinking enough of you to take $50 and give you a gift card. That's a showing of my love, my appreciation, my gift to you. And you're like, oh, let's give it to somebody else.
Yeah,
no,
that helps me out. I
jerk.
See that as a bigger gift where you're helping buy my gifts for me.
Yeah, then you must tell everybody that you're regifting it, though.
You must tell them?
Yeah, you must state that. Are you okay with doing that?
Okay.
No.
This
See?
Trial better end in a justified, so I don't have to call the person out.
You need to call
and tell them.
All right. Thanks, Joanne.
Happy Thanksgiving, guys.
Thanks to you. Okay, you too.
Bye.
Okay. Carm, you're on the phone. Carmen, hi, bud.
Good morning, guys. I hope I am the deciding factor.
I was just going to say, yes. Carm, if you say it's jerk, you tie it up. If you say it's justified, we're done here.
So I'm going to do a little bit of man math for both of you.
Perfect.
Okay. So you know how you have like a $50 bill or a crisp $100 bill in your wallet, and you don't want to pull it out and break it? You'd rather use a credit card? For me? So that's kind of how I feel about gift cards. I would rather give a gift card out, that re-gift it, than give somebody a crisp $100 bill.
Yes. Oh, my God.
Yes.
So it's justified. I can touch gift cards you willy-nilly all day long. Just here you go, gift card. But come to give it a nice, crisp $100 bill. I don't know, man. It's hard
Thank
to do.
Thank you. Thank you.
I would much. But
you.
Somebody.
We're done. We are done.
Fine.
The verdict is
fine.
Justified.
Thanks, Carm. Have a good turkey day. You're so lucky, Waters.
Jerk or justified.
98.9 The Buzz.
You are so lucky because I would have made you call whoever you regifted a gift card to on the air and say, I got it from so-and-so and I'm giving it to you.
I know you would have. Because that would have been great radio, but we don't have to do that. And you know what's so awesome about Jerk or Justified? The validation of victory.
Spisano and Sandy, waking you up.
Starting hour number three here on the great program. It's Spisano and Sandy on the Buzz. Scott Spisano, Sandy Waters. Hello, Monday. It's Thanksgiving week, of course, goof-off week. Everybody's kind of half there. Just getting ready for the big party. We're going to give a big thanks in just a second. But before we pull out the sack of thanks, Sandy, simple yes or no. Are you watching Pluribus on Apple TV?
No, okay. I don't have Apple TV.
Never mind. Okay. It is about 8:05 now on the Buzz. It's time to give thanks.
Yes. Are you ready? So in this little sacky sack, the Buzz sack, we have a whole bunch of names. Everybody that calls into the show quite often, and they're a familiar voice on the air.
Yes.
Now, if you've never called into the show, please...
You're not
in
the sack.
Well, you're not in the sack yet.
Listen,
calling.
There's nothing that Sandy and I want more is to get you in the sack, okay? And it's not, if you think of this thing as like a Santa Claus sack, like a big red velvet thing with white, no, it's Sandy's headphone bag.
We want to get you the sack. I just like that. Just leave it there.
I did.
You want to jump in the sack with us? Come on, start calling 818-2899.
Get your hand off of my sack.
Why we're so thankful for.
For who is it today, Sandra?
Okay, this is one of the OGs of Spisano and Sandy. What's in my purse, Tony?
Oh, yeah. There you go. Tony, our favorite klepto. Tell the story.
She regrets that so much, I'm sure. When we first had her, when she, you know, she started to call in, and we will give you a nickname if you call in often.
Yeah.
And one story she was telling that she has a thing with stealing things from restaurants, like glasses, silverware,
salt shakers.
Plates. I don't know. The chair itself. I don't know what else.
No. Don't exaggerate.
I think she's retired from that, though.
Nope.
But
no, remember she called not too long ago and said she did it the other day.
Oh, she did? Oh, I thought she said she gave it up. No? Okay. Well,
Well, sometimes.
So then we nicknamed her, what's in my purse, Tony, because she shoves it in her big old Italian purse. But that's not why we love Tony. Her candidness, her honesty.
Oh, that's why I love Tony.
Because she's a klepto?
And admits it.
I love when Tony calls into the show because she always calls in. She is retired now from her day job and her side gig, probably giving her more time to do this side gig of klepto. But she'll always call in on speakerphone because she's always multitasking like a good Italian mom would. Mm-hmm. And we're always like, Tony, pick up the phone. We can't hear you. But she is so funny. Yeah. She just says whatever is on her mind. She doesn't care if you like it or not. She's honest. She's funny. She's real.
We love you.
And we adore you. What's in my purse, Tony?
We love your sarcasm and your sticky fingers.
And she's Italian, so I feel like we're family.
Oh, there you go.
Very good.
Thank you, Buzz fam. We love you. Happy Thanksgiving.
Spisano and Sandy on 98.9 The Buzz.
Was there a bold thing someone said to you, a friend, not a stranger, a friend said to you that in that moment when they were saying it, like brutal, honest truth, you were second-guessing your life altogether?
98.9 The Buzz. This happened to you, right?
Yes. And if she's listening right now, I hope she's listening right now, because I was stunned and shocked, and I did not know what to say. And I felt very uncomfortable as she was telling me this, and I felt embarrassed, and I felt guilty. But then after leaving, I started to get angry and upset, and I'm like... Damn her. Why did she make me feel so insecure? I don't even know if she's a good friend, the best friend, or the worst friend. So there's a friend of mine who sells makeup on the side.
Yeah.
And when she started this business, of course, I was one of her first. Mm-hmm. Of course, I was all about it.
Right, right.
And then I just kind of felt like it wasn't the best makeup product for my skin.
Oh, I was just going to say, I'm glad you said that.
I don't know. Like, I had, you know, okay, my brutal, the other brutal, honest people in my life, my family, were like, I don't know if I like how that looks on you. Okay, fine. So I switched. Hmm. Very good. So I saw her the other day, and she goes, are you still wearing my product?
Oh.
I was like, wow, how about that?
And you said?
I go, no, just like that. I go, oh, no.
Ooh, sorry.
And she goes, yeah, I could tell. It looks very masky, cakey. Doesn't look good. I'm just like,
judging you.
Oh, my God. Wait, I was so shocked. First, I was shocked because she was so bold to say, are you still buying my product?
Uh-huh, okay. Right.
And now I question, does she already know I am or not? Does she see the online orders? Can she tell if I am?
Oh,
then
I see.
She says, she doubled down and said, yeah, I can tell because it looks masky. Yeah. What the hell does masky even mean? Cakey? And I go, I was speechless.
I know. In hindsight, you're like flustered, but I would have said like, well, if you gave me more, I'd be able to, you know, I'd be able to wear it for you. I'd wear it for you. That's what you say. You know, give me the free stuff.
There's a bunch of things I could have, should have said. In the moment, I was just like, oh my God. Do I look, and I'm already insecure about my makeup and my face, okay? She called out my face. Pretty much, you look ugly today. I'm already insecure about that. You don't got to be piling on my insecurity.
I think that's a gal thing, not a guy thing. We don't get that. You can come up to me and be like, dude, you look like crap today. You'd be like, thanks. We don't care. I haven't had a guy come up to me yet to say, are you still using my makeup?
Okay, what if, yeah, I know you can't relate to this. Somebody else maybe can, 818-2899, but in your world then, or universally, if you have a friend that sells something, do you feel obligated to buy it from a friend and then beyond the first purchase, continue to buy it? And what if they call you out for not?
If I need, see, from the guy's whole world, Mars, Venus thing, I buy it once from you. But if it doesn't do it for me, I'm not going to buy it again.
Okay, then if they're bold enough to say, hey, are you still buying my blankety blank?
No, I'll be like, no, I'm not buying your ratchet straps. And no, they didn't work for me.
Oh, you would say they didn't work for me?
Yeah.
Oh,
I'd give it back. I would give it back. You should have said, "Nah, it wasn't for me." Then
is it too bold to call him out? And it's kind of like what you were just teased. Yeah. Let's say, because we're going to have company come over to the house, right? Every gift that company gave you, whoever it is, do you have to bring it out on display to make it look like you're using it?
My brother gave me the Bartesian, which is basically a K-cup for cocktails.
It's expensive. We looked it up.
It's
pretty penny.
It was nice of him, but it's like, it's like $70 to order a 12-pack of whiskey sours. I'm like,
so you were using it until you ran out. Oh,
yeah,
okay.
I gotta buy the refills and stuff. Like, and I still have it. And I had it downstairs, you know, in the basement next to my bar, which is perfect, right? But we have now moved everything into the old side, the bad side, the unfinished side.
So it's not out anymore.
It's not out anymore. So do I bring it back out now that the room's going to be ready for Thanksgiving? Or you just keep it out and hope he doesn't notice it.
Okay, so
wait, hold on a second. He also gave me an espresso, one of those coffee things.
Uh-oh.
Where you got to buy those damn pods again. And
that's not out either?
No, and he bought me the frother,
Oh, my God!
Which is something that I would have on the counter to use for after-dinner coffee or before-dinner cocktails.
Here's the question. Would he call you out if you didn't put it out on display?
I don't know.
Would he be like my bold friend?
I don't know. If he did, he wouldn't really care, but he would do it to jab me. That's the difference.
So every year, do you bring out the gifts that he has given you?
Actually, no. The only reason I thought of it is because I walked by it on the unfinished side of the basement the other day, and I'm like, my brother gave it.
Because I thought maybe that's why he keeps buying you the same kind of gift, because you keep pulling it out, so he thinks you love it.
I kind of feel like I should now that we've had this conversation.
I do, too. I pull out everything. If you gave me something, like 10 years ago, you come over to my house, I'll pull it out.
You're wearing every sweater they gave you your entire life, all at the same time.
Yep. You and your wife so kindly brought back earrings from Jamaica. I still have those earrings ready to go when I see Jill. Bring them out and I'll wear them. Yeah.
We did?
Yeah, you were so sweet. They're big. They look like little coconuts.
Oh, my God.
Little round circle. You don't even remember?
I don't remember. Jill,
God.
You know
am
what
I overthinking
do?
This?
No. Look at it. Don't worry about wearing it. Don't worry about it. They were probably ugly anyway. We were probably drunk when we bought it. Oh, crap. It's our last day. It's 8 a.m. Let's get another cocktail. We need to get some souvenirs.
Anyhow, okay, if it's happening to you, if you can relate to this, 818-2899. Coming up on the show, I think there needs to be Scott and I both agree on something. What? The Thanksgiving Day Parade. It needs to have a little tweak.
Got something to share with Spazzano and Sandy? It's as easy as opening the Odyssey app, searching for 98.9 The Buzz, and tapping the little...
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
At Lowe's, loyalty is royalty. With Christmas right around the corner, treat yourself for less during the holiday season. Rewards members get early online-only access to Black Friday doorbuster deals on Thanksgiving Day, like the Hisense side-by-side fridge, just $799. Not a member? Join for free today. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Microphone. Odyssey. A-U-D-A-C-Y.
You know, I gave you crap the other day for calling it the Macy's Day Parade, right? I did.
Yeah.
And I felt bad.
I did.
That was a little harsh. I know. I was bugging you on purpose, but I felt bad. It's 98.9 to Buzz, by the way.
I hear people saying it. They trip it up. Because it's the Macy's Day Thanksgiving Day Parade.
It's Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade.
Oh, yeah. The Macy's. See? I can't even say it right.
It's sponsored by Macy's.
It's the Macy's Day Parade. Let's be honest. It's a Macy's Day. It's a Macy morning parade. It's not Thanksgiving yet.
Anyhow,
there's a little tweaky tweak that Scott and I mean, come on. You've been listening to the show for how long? We rarely agree on anything. Even though we're both left-handed, we're both Sagittarius.
Yes, and within 2 days of each other.
Right.
Yeah.
But this one thing we do agree, that the parade needs to make a little change. It needs to be more ADHD friendly. Nobody has the time span.
What is it, like 3 hours, like from 9 to noon or something like that?
I meant attention span. Yeah, I don't know. Has anybody, okay, 818-2899, have you, now be honest, watched from beginning to end without going to your phone, touching your phone?
You know, I said I'm usually prepping the Thanksgiving meal while it's on, but I seriously want to sit down and watch it, like, for the last 6 years, even before that, when Jill and I were just, like, without a kid. I'm like, babe, you're going to watch a parade. You know, I've got one eye on it, you know, and one eye on the fix.
I do love that. Yeah, that's how my husband is, too.
I know. I want to sit down and watch the whole thing.
But I'm telling you, you won't be able to. So I used to, while my husband was busying around in the kitchen, getting things prepared, he would, you know, once in a while sit on the couch with me and we would watch it. But I would be the one that's sitting on the couch just watching the whole thing.
Yeah.
Beginning and, like, just commenting about what a big commercial it is.
Yeah,
fantastic.
It's cheese.
But we love it. We love that commercial.
I agree.
Now, last year, I think it's when it really, I took note. I could not just sit still and watch it. I am the most, like, I would think that I'm the least ADHD. Like, I can just zero in and just veg and focus. I don't need to go to my phone. Like, but last year, it was, like, shocking. I had to force. I'm like, okay, I'm going to force myself to just sit here. 2 seconds later, up, doing something. 2 seconds later, grabbing my phone, trying to, I'm like, oh my God, this is.
You know, when the freaking Limu Emu comes on, I'm buried in my phone for a couple minutes and then I'm back onto it again.
I think they have to change it. If they want it to be more friendly for the younger generation, if they want it to continue, you know what I mean? I think they got to do something for,
like,
the
what?
Short attention span. I don't know.
There's nothing that can be done to that. I mean, it's a spectacle in itself. Maybe if you're there, it's different. But even watching on TV, and it's not only on one network, right? It's on different networks, isn't it?
No.
Or is it just on one?
Yeah, because it's always Samantha Guthrie. And it was
Al Roker.
Yeah, Al Roker.
Yeah.
Oda.
And they're cheesy, isn't it? I mean, I don't know. I guess it's kind of like a comforting thing to have it be kind of cheesy like it is like that. And
it's,
you know, the
sound
way
sound of it.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like the whole, ambiance of, you know, the cheesy introductions. And now here's the Charlotte High School marching band under the direction of who cares? And then like, that kind of thing, right?
Does anyone enjoy, like, truly enjoy a parade?
Oh, I truly do.
The Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade.
There you
do
go.
You really enjoy it, or do you just enjoy the nostalgic sound of it?
Yeah, I don't know. Probably just the nostalgia of it. Hi, Buzz. Good morning.
Morning, guys.
Hey, Phil. What's up, full-size candy bar?
Growing up, there were two parades we had to watch. My mother's like, nope, you're watching them.
Oh.
Number one, it was the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade.
Yes.
Number two, it was a Tournament of Roses Parade.
Yes, the Tournament. I watched the Rose Bowl Parade. Yeah, I'm more Tournament of Roses Parade because I'm fascinated by those floats and what it takes to make them.
Me too.
It's amazing. And there's
strict rules.
It's
more impressive to me than just a balloon. Uh-huh.
Hey, okay, a little trivia time. Do you know what the first balloon ever in the first Macy's parade was?
The first balloon.
And it wasn't even in helium. It was on sticks.
I'm going to say Snoopy.
Wasn't it Snoopy?
It was not Snoopy. It was, I think
Big
it was
Bird.
In, no, I think it was in the late 20s.
A turkey.
No, it was Felix the Cat. Yeah, now you know.
There you go.
That's my stupid knowledge of uncarryable things right there. Go.
This year, the lineup's going to include 32 balloons plus 3 balloonsicles. What are balloonsicles?
Icicles like balloons?
Yeah, but plus 3 balloonsicles, whatever that means. 27 floats, 33 clown groups. So if you don't like clowns, be careful. 11 marching bands, 26 performances from the biggest stars.
Like Mandy Moore.
You should be the announcer.
Bunny Exo.
Are any local bands in Western New York going this year?
There have been local bands, and every time I call all the parades in Rochester, there's always some kind of footnote that says, and they've marched in the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. I always give them credit for that.
La Boo Boo Float.
Oh, here, the La Boo Boo Balloon?
Come on, do it in your announcer voice.
The La Boo Boo Float.
Stranger Things.
Really?
Stranger Things is new this year, too. Yeah.
That's pretty cool. I'll be looking for that.
The Land of Glaciers, Wildlife, and Wonder by Holland America Line Parade.
Oh,
that's
there you go.
New.
Yeah. Oh. Is the
Lego? What?
Wicked for Good on there?
No.
Man, that hit the box office big time this weekend.
Just La Boo Boo and Stranger Things were the big ones.
Big ones, all right. Hey, Phil.
Will there be a balloon with 6-7 on it?
I was going to say.
Oh, man. Maybe that's what balloonsicle means.
You have 6-7 balloons. Hey, guys, if I don't talk to you, have a great Thanksgiving,
You
everybody.
Too, my bud. Okay, bye, thanks. See ya.
Bye.
Listener, Heidi's on the phone, Tammy. Hey. Hey.
Hi, Scott.
We got a message that you want to say something.
Yes, I have some really great news.
What's that?
Well, my daughter-in-law, back in August, we went on the radio and talked about her benefit. She has stage 4 metastatic breast cancer.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
She has a type that is non-curable, but she just had a PET scan done, which is a dye that runs through her body. She has to drink this nasty glucose stuff.
Oh, yeah.
And then they put her in the scan. And if the dye lights up, there's still active cancer. And if it doesn't light up, there's no active cancer. And she had no light up.
What?
Oh, wow.
That's okay. Yay.
Oh.
Yes.
Oh, my God. I just got the chills.
Yes.
Yes. And this does not happen. This is like a Christmas miracle, Thanksgiving to be so thankful for.
Oh, man. You got a holly jolly Christmas. That's so great.
Yes.
Aww.
She has fought so hard, just so hard, and has never stopped being an amazing wife or mother.
Wow. So congratulations.
Oh, my God.
That's
and
so
this
great.
Is, yeah, I remember you going on the air saying this is your daughter-in-law, the most beautiful person. I mean, why does a mother-in-law ever do this for their daughter-in-law? She must be a very special person.
She is the most kindest person.
Oh, that's great.
And you have 2 grandkids, right? She's a mama too?
Yep, my grandson Silas is 7, and my granddaughter Stella is 10.
Oh, they're perfect.
That's why she's fighting.
Yeah.
That's why she's fighting.
Yeah, man.
So yep. Continue prayers to you and your family. Tell her, the Buzz fam, we are all here. We're going to keep her in our thoughts and prayers.
Yes, absolutely.
We need lots of prayers. We need lots of prayers to keep this going.
Yes. So and cranberry sauce.
Taking cancer. And oh, cranberry sauce?
Cranberry sauce, too. Yeah, that helps.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
All right?
All right.
Hey, congrats.
I love you guys.
Love you, too. Thank you for being one of a great Buzz fam, and all lots of love to that side of the family, okay?
Thank you so much,
okay.
Guys.
You're welcome. Bye. Happy Thanksgiving.
Right, bye. Thank you.
Spisano and Sandy, waking you up.
And getting you one step closer to Turkey Day here on 98.9 The Buzz. We'll be back tomorrow morning, 6 a.m. Do it all over again.
Yes, that's right. We appreciate you for taking the time to listen to us. But it is time to say we out.
That's right. We out like the gravy boat in like 5 minutes flat at Thanksgiving dinner. Like, bam, it's gone. See you, bye.
See you, bye.
98.9 The Buzz. Thanks for spending your morning with Spisano and Sandy. You're the best.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
One day only, Thanksgiving Day deals are coming to Lowe's.com. Plus, members get early access to online Black Friday doorbuster deals on gifting favorites, like the still-trending Cobalt Mini Toolbox for just $14.98. Don't miss up to 50% off for one day only at Lowe's.com. We help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change. While supplies last.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.